Shalom, everyone. We are continuing our Hilchos Nida series here on Nahar Torah. This is the sixth shir, and we're going to be dealing with Ein Pesichas HaKever Below Dam. And in the last shir, we completed our understanding of what it means to be a Nida D'Oraisa. We went through the four requirements, as well as an in-depth analysis of what Hargosha is. Along the way, we mentioned the term or the phrase Pesichas HaKever Below Dam, or rather, Ein Pesichas HaKever Below Dam. And this is really an argument which comes down in the Gemara, which practically, which literally translates to that there's no opening of the uterus without blood coming out, meaning any time the uterus opens, blood will come out. Now, before you get into the scientific debate of this is true or not, remember, we're trying to understand in the eyes of halacha. And therefore, in the eyes and the framework of halacha, it is impossible to have the uterus open without blood coming out as well. And then there are two questions that stem from this. One, how do we practically define this term of Pesichas HaKever, the opening of the uterus? And the second is this applicable to an external source opening up the uterus? So the natural case that we're thinking of is a woman having her period, that it opens up. However, what if a woman has to do a check from the doctor, and he needs to open up the uterus? So what happens? Is that considered Pesichas HaKever Below Dam? Those are the two questions we're going to deal with today. Now, how do we define the first question? Defining Pesichas HaKever, we have three opinions here. The Nodi Bihuda, Yecheskel Landau, he suggests that anytime there's Pesichas HaKever, no matter from where, meaning via a doctor or internally, she's Tmeya D'Oraisa. The Pitrei Tshuva and most poskim, however, reject the Nodi Bihuda. These are two opinions, and therefore when we get to the psakim of the Mechaber and the Ramo, we see that the Mechaber paskins Ein Pesichas HaKever Below Dam, as well as the Ramo who paskins Ein Pesichas HaKever Below Dam. So it's unanimous throughout the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim that there's no Pesichas HaKever Below Dam, meaning anytime the uterus opens up, we're going to assume that blood came out, and since it comes out from the uterus, she will be Nida D'Oraisa. Now, Halacha L'Maisa, the Ashkenazim paskin, like the Nodi Bihuda, that even an external source can cause Pesichas HaKever, and therefore, if a woman has to be aware if she's getting a check done in those areas, she needs to speak to the doctor to understand biduk exactly where it is and how much it's being opened, as we'll explain soon, and then speak to the Rav. However, Sfardim paskin, like Rav Avadia, who holds like the Chazon Ish, that's only an internal cause which can lead to Pesichas HaKever, and therefore the entire medical procedure world doesn't affect the Sfardim as much. However, for each medical procedure, one should ask a shayla to their Rav. And therefore, we see the main point that we need to take out here. If you're going to ever, ask a shayla, ask the Rav, maybe give a shtukl dvar Torah there, is about medical procedures, we need to understand where is the medical procedure taking place and how wide the instrument being inserted into the uterus is. Now, we're going to try and define the term, which is how wide of the uterus does it need to open up. So, there's a debate amongst the poskim between Rav Moshe and Rav Elyoshiv. Rav Moshe paskins that it's going to be 3/4 of an inch, and because Nahar Torah is run by South Africans, we're going to also give it's 19 millimeters. And just for the Americans, just everyone knows the size. It's around a U.S. penny. This is the size of Pesichas HaKever, whereas Rabbi Yoshev says it's going to be 3 millimeters. So just to mathematically understand, according to Rav Moshe, comes out that Pesichas HaKever is 19 millimeters and Rav Yoshev is 3 millimeters. This means that there is around over a 5 times difference. Sorry, even 6 times difference between the two opinions. So this is the minimum. The minimum is 3, and the maximum that I can open up is 19 millimeters. Bezat Hashem, we should be zoiche to understand the sugyas, and that our learning should be le'iloi nishmas, although they don't need it, all of the chayalim and the ezrachim and the kochot bitachon and tzal who have masu nafsham kedushat Hashem, and it should be zoiche. It should also be zoicher so that we can win the war and there's a shmirah for the chayalim.